to promote Chag Shavuot in the neighborhood, and it's really fascinating that Baruch Hashem it's taking root. I also want to thank the law office of Stock Khan Braverman, who had the foresight to get involved. And the Emma says, although there is a Shalei Lashma, but Lamaisa, they see this as they want to be the law office that works up Yichai Shemishpat, and that's an amazing thing that a law office should take this upon themselves, that they should wanna do this. And it's mamish chashev how much Torah has been learned, how much Dipta Kalacha has come about. We heard that the Beis Din in Lakewood said that they're getting 2 Dine Torah a month from Miami alone in this past year, just since this initiative was started. Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to hear, we'll hear later from Rabbi Kleinman, his Sfarim are very famous. I remember when his first Sefer came out, the first Chelik of Chavetz Chaim, it was such a rash of this Medrash Gavaya in Lakewood, somebody said it mamish looked like it must have come out with the Brisker Rav Chelik Beit. That was the rash that this Sefer had made in Yeshiva. On the Indian of learning Chag Shemishpat, so somebody showed me fascinating words from Rav Kook, and he says that the Iker Tshuva that a person needs to do is in the Inyan Chag Shemishpat, to know the halacha. So we'll discuss a little bit why this is so important and why this should be the Iker Tshuva. There was a gift that one thing gave a shir to Balabatim about the Chaymer, the importance of learning Chag Shemishpat, and two people there, they took it very seriously. They took it upon themselves to start learning Chag Shemishpat daily, and they said not a day goes by that they can't find a practical application of what they're learning. That's how relevant this is. And the idea is like this. In general, we're Baruch Hashem, Erlich Yidden. Everybody knows that food, we don't eat food without a hechsher, right? We pretty much know what's thing. For some reason, the Olimps took upon themselves that Starbucks is a shiggle, even though it doesn't have actually allowed to eat the grada. I know it's not my place to say, and I know it's off the topic, but I am speaking publicly, and it's also not bakavadik to mention a magazine, Barabim, from the pulpit, but there was an article in the Ami, and basically what came up in the article was that you could eat as much as in Starbucks as you could in McDonald's. That's basically what the article said. So everybody can ask their own rav. But I'll kapon him. So we know be'ikr is if it had to.
Seriously, so you can't get good anymore.
It didn't say those words as specifically as Dershkal, but Dershkal already paskin for us now that it's usher. So at least that came out that it's usher. Okay. Fine. So and also when it comes to Shabbos Be'ikah, we know we don't write, we know it's Muktzah. Our children even know this is Muktzah, that's Muktzah. We don't do this, we don't do that. Be'ikah, most people know you don't wash your pants. You don't. We know Be'ikah, you don't cook, you don't draw. We know Be'ikah, the halachas of these areas. When it comes to Chag Shemishpat, we have no musik. We have no idea of what's going on. I'll just give a couple of small examples that I know of stories. This story happened in this neighborhood. I don't know who the parties are, and I don't know the industry, so if one of the parties are here, I don't know who you are. So, but the story is striking. Somebody has a business, he provides a certain service. So somebody was looking to open a business, he was going to be using this person's service regularly. So when he came to the service provider, asking him if he can run his business off of this person's service, so the person asked him how much do you want, so he figured he'd start with a high number, and then the guy's going to bargain him down, so he said, I'll take 50% of the profits, and the other fellow, just starting up, a little, you know, wet behind the ears, said, yeah, fine, he took it at 50%. Now that 50% is a no is an issa d'iraisa, no different than eating in McDonald's, right? To overcharge somebody and more than a six is even a machlokes rishonim. If you're lechatchila, you know, and it's less than a six if you're allowed to do it. You're over lav deiraisa, more than a six mechach batal. And even in this case, if you'll say that the person was meichel, and there is mechila, there could be mechila, and I know, and the person says I know, but that's only on the past. That means this is an ongoing deal that's going on regularly, and the person is overcharging way too much. The mechila from yesterday doesn't help. You need a new mechila today and tomorrow and the next day. And therefore, it on and on. These are two people. The Pasha didn't know that anything about Chag Shemishpat. They didn't understand the relevance that this had to them. Another area that I found is the issue of Gnevus Das. Most people would probably put the Gnevus Das section like the Musa Sefer, you know, something to learn, you know, during Musa Sefer. But the Emma says that Gnevus Das is a real Isser. It's, according to many Rishayim, it's an Isser de Raisa, and it's included in the Isser of the Lav of Leisig Noivu. And even the Gemara says you're not even allowed to deceive a guy. And I saw this halacha, and I was mamish thrown off. I went crazy when I saw this Magid Mishnah, but it's mamish kapas in the Shulchan Aruch. So it comes out like the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this these words explicitly, but this is clear from the case of the Shulchan Aruch. The case is like this. You see a Jew, he goes over to a guy, and he tells the guy, I'm selling you kosher meat. I'm selling you the guy kosher meat, the same stuff I would eat. And he sells it to the guy. And a yid sees this, that the guy bought it. This, of course, is meat that doesn't have a hechsher, that you don't know the origin. But this yid is saying, is telling the guy this. So, can the next yid buy that meat off the guy? The fact that a yid told the guy that it's kosher. So you'd ask the average person, they say, I'm going to have a das, it's a meat of chassidus. So you can't really be saying, Machana, the food, the meat, you don't know where it came from. So, normally people would understand that would be awesome. Says the Magid Mishnah, the Das HaRamam, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that this Yid who saw this can buy the meat from the guy. Because we are so certain that the Yid who gave the meat to the guy, the first Yid, and told him this meat is kosher, would never be going of Daita, he would never deceive him, and therefore this second Yid can rely on this, that the other Yid wouldn't deceive a guy, and he can buy, based on this, he can buy the meat, and the meat is considered kosher. It's kosher meat. And this Jew may buy the meat off the guy because he heard another Jew tell the guy that this meat is kosher and he never would have done Gnevus Das. That's the degree of an Issa Gnevus Das. Some people, I know they use some other company's corporate account. There's other great Rabbanim who know more than me. They claim we're Matrit. I don't know, but before you do it, just you should know it could be a Shailah of an Issa Deiraisa of Gnevus Das. Just to find out before you go into it. There was a story, an unbelievable story with Rishal Salanter, that a certain sheikhet came to Rishal Salanter and he said that he wants to quit. He wants to step down from being a sheikhet, and he's gonna go into business. It's too big of an achrayas to be the city sheikhet. The whole city's eating from you. Your meat has to be kasher. It can't be treif and vela. So many other things. It's mamish. He feels it's too big of a responsibility. He's stepping down and he's going into business. So Salanta told him, you're, as the sheikhet in the city, you're only being over on one lav. You're being machshel people in the Isser of Nevela or Treifa. He said, if you go into business, you have to know every din in Shulchan Aruch, every din in Chayshe Mishpat. And they come up all the time. And there's much more halachas to be in. So he said, stay the sheikhet. You have much less to be worried about in being the Shtatz sheikhet. There's a Mishnah at the end of Bava Basra, the last Mishnah of Bava Basra, says that Haroitza Sheyachkin, somebody wants to be wise, Yasik B'dina Mominus. He should be Isik B'dina Mominus. He should learn Chayshe Mishpat. That's going to be a smart person. Why? So the Tosfos Yontif explains that in other areas, you're not sure what the halacha is, you can always be machmir, right? But when it comes to Chayshe Mishpat, you can't be machmir. There's somebody else's money's on the line. There's no room here for just to be chumrah, and you really need to know the halachas. You really need to know the halachas. On another note, what I found the Chayshe Mishpat fascinating is first of all the logic in every law. There's no kamat, no chukim. This is the way it is. Paradum, shachas, batz v'chal. There's almost none of that. Everything is logical. We understand. There's another person here. It's his money. Some of it is being sensitive to him. And his money, everything can be explained with logic. So first of all, I found fascinating the perspective of Chazal, how they understood the human nature, the psychology of the human being. They understood how people work and how people think. I'm blown away more and more in Chayshe Mishpat just to see how Chazal understood everything. And I think this is another idea that when we learn through this, we come to our Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, will improve tremendously because you come to be sensitive to another yid, you come to be sensitive to another person's money, and you come to develop also that perspective of Chazal, of the Torah, of how to view another yid, how to view another person, even not a yid, and how to deal with him. And I think this is maybe a pshat in this Rav Kook that says that this is the Ikar Tshuva, because we're learning Chayshe Mishpat from learning Chayshim Mishpat, a person will develop this perspective. This initiative that the Kohel has created and the Shiurim are taka amazing, but they're like you go to the store and the guy trying to sell a salesman for the wine company and he's giving out samples. So the emphasis of the Shiurim are very nice, 5 days a year. I mean, Bledger also has a shiur on Sunday morning. It's a chashav azach. But Lamaisa, it's mutal on every person to have a seder in Chayshim Mishpat. If you're an Erlich Hayid, just like you know, you have to learn, you have to know Hilchus Shabbos, you have to know Hilchus Basa B'chalt, we know the basics. But in Chayshim Mishpat, we have no musig of what's going on. It's mutal on every person to have a seder in Chayshim Mishpat. And Mimela, we hopefully will use this shir and the other things as an inspiration to drive us to develop a regular seder in Chayshim Mishpat that we should be zeicha. That through this we should take a bezeichah to a shara tova masuka.